Okay, this week, Parshas Emor. Okay, there are a few things I would like to share with you. We'll see how much time we have. First thing I'd like to discuss is Sphira. And the reason why I'm entitled to speak about the Sphira, not just because we are in the middle of the Sphira, because in this week's Parsha we have the Pasuk of Sphira, Sfartem Lochem Imoch Rasa Shavs. In Parshas Emor, this is the Kriya Satara for the Moadim, for the Shalosh Rugolim. And we have here, most of the Parsha, in fact, deals with the Moadim, starting with Pesach, Bachodesh HaRishon. We have the Chodesh HaRishon, the 15th day, we have Pesach, and then we have Shavuos. And then the Torah tells us about the mitzvah of Sfira. Let me read you the words of the Torah. Usartem lochem, after Pesach, on the first day Pesach, we bring the Omer. And what do we do? Usartem lochem imocharas ha-Shabbos. We know that Shabbos refers to the first day of Pesach. That's another story in and of itself. Miyoim haviachem es Omer hatnufa. The special korban is offered on the first day of Pesach. We learned in Yeshaya that in that chus of the Omer is why the Jewish people merited to be spared from the Churban of Sancheriv. That's very difficult to understand what is the connection between the Omer and the salvation, but the Pasuk, it's made clear in the Pasuk because it refers to, it says the word Tenufa multiple times, referring to the waving of the Omer. Omer HaTenufa. Sheva Shabbosos Temimos Tiena. So, we have over here 7 weeks. Ad Mimochras HaShabbos HaShvis Tisperu Chamishim Yom. And at that point in time, Bikraftem Mincho Chadosho LaHashem. The Torah here says three things. Number one, the counting shall be for 50 days. Explicit. Tisperu Chamishim Yom. Number two, the counting shall be for 7 Shabbosos. Sheva Shabbosos Tenimos Tehiyena. Okay? Number three, the counting of these 50 days, the counting of these 7 Shabbosos shall be associated with the Omer. It's explicit. That's the first thing it says. Miyom haviachem es Omer hatnuf. And that is why we say in the Nusach of the Sfira, Hayom, today is so-and-so days, which is so-and-so number of weeks and days, lo Omer. Some say bo Omer. Now, what I really want to talk about is, or many things I want to bring into this topic of conversation, why do some people say lo Omer with a lamed? And why do some say Bo'omer with a beis? If you look at the Sidurim, it's not a riot, but in the arts called Sidurim, Nusach Ashkenaz, it says Bo'omer, and Nusach Svart, Lo'omer. Now, I'm not sure if that's a universally accepted, that Nusach Svart always says Lo'omer, Nusach Ashkenaz, it's very complicated, different opinions, but the arts school, I'm sure, I have full faith that the arts school, they were very careful in what...
What does real Svart say?
I don't know.
That's historical in the basis.
I think the Mechaber says Lo Omer. So the Mechaber, the real Svart. I believe it's Lo Omer. Okay, but it's interesting that look at the Minog Olam, in the community, there are many shuls, Davin Ashkenaz, Davin Svart, and some say in the Nusach Ashkenaz, Sidurim, Beruba Druba, almost every shul, I daven, Baruch Hashem, a lot of shuls. Kimat every shul I daven in, the Shliach Tzibur, the Siddur for the Shliach Tzibur is the art school Siddur. Yeah, that's a nusach Svart. Tzfilas, look at the front. Let me see the front cover.
Ashkenaz art school.
And it says Laomer?
Yeah.
Really? Look at the days. The days it says Laomer?
It's the older version as well. This is the
look at the bracha.
Oh, really? Okay, I take it back. I wasn't aware. This is the English. Because in the English they have...
The bracha and the day, are they both the same? One can say...
Laomer? And this is Nusach Ashkenaz. Fascinating. I was not aware. Okay. And very interesting. Obviously, they changed. And the Siddurim are not consistent. There are a lot of inconsistencies. I'm sure it's done with the Cheshbon. Most of the shuls right now, the Shliach Tzibur has the article Siddur. And very few shuls are their Hagos. Are they like in the Minhag? So the Shliach Tzibur has the article Siddur. And there are a few things that they have different Minhagim in the Yeshiva. And those shinuim were changed, so they very carefully was edited, so to follow the traditional minhag of the yeshiva, but it's a nice siddur in the market, so why not use it for the shliach tzibur and have a nice chosh of a siddur, clear print? That's the official siddur. And in the official siddur, there are, like, I think, three different changes that are made to the nusach of the Shemona Esrei, because this is the minug of the yeshiva. On the bottom, they have the nusach acher. They have done that in the latest siddurim. So many siddurim, automatically, they just take for granted whatever your Arshkol says. And Arshkol, I'm sure they understand that, and they're very careful. And it's just an interesting point to note that in the Hebrew-only siddurim, which are extremely popular in our community, in the Hebrew-only nusach sad, it says Laomer. In the Hebrew-only Ashkenaz, it says Baomer. It's interesting to note that in the Arshkol English siddur, the first siddur they ever published, it has Laomer, even Nusach Ashras. Okay, but that's not the point I want to make. Let's go further. I just want to bring out this point. There are two different Nuschos, Baomer and Laomer. And right now, we are going to try to explain this idea. Right now, I want to take note that here in Parshas Emor, now it's Parsha, when the Torah describes the sphere, there are three different ideas. There is 50 days, there are Shabbosos, Sheva Shabbosos Tzimos, and number three, we're counting to the Omer. Where else does the Omer appear in the Torah? In Parsha Asrei. Let's go to Parsha Asrei. What? B'shalach. Okay, but the Ksira, the counting of the days. Could be right. Echanami and B'shalach, we have mentioned the Omer, but where do we have the mitzvah of counting between Pesach and Shavuos? So if we go to Parsha Asrei, and we take a look, it's a little bit different. There it says, Shiva Shavuos Tispolach, you shall count seven Shavuos. It's a different word. Does not say in Parashat Shrei the word Shabbosos. It says the word Shavuos. And when do we begin to count? Does not say the day, does not say in the first term, when you harvest. It's written in indirectly. Mehochel chermesh bakama. When someone out there applies the sickle to the standing grain. Very big difference. It's not written directly. In the Parashat Emor, it says, when you will cut, when you will bring, you're bringing a carbon to the Beis HaMikdash. There's no mention of the carbon. It's mentioned, derech agaf, that the sickle will cut the standing grain, and then what? Well, we know, when you cut the standing grain, you take that standing grain and you bring it to the Beis HaMikdash, you bring a carbon. What happened to the carbon? Where's the carbon? It's not mentioned here. What happened? And how come it doesn't say when you will do it? How come there is no instruction? It's just derech agav. Very different. There's something over here that needs to be discussed. So, what I want to mainly take out of Parshas Emor is there's a new din in sphere. It's Shavuos. And it's not necessarily tied to the Omer. It's a Zman, when a sickle is applied to standing grain, and we know from our sources that's a reference to the bringing of, because when you cut the standing grain on Pesach, you bring from that standing grain a carbon, but it doesn't say that in Parashas Re'eh. It just says start counting weeks. So in total, I think there are really four things to take note of about Sfira. There are 50 days, there are seven Shabbosos. Number three, it's tied to the bring of the carbon Omer. Number four, it's seven Shavuos. Shavuah is not the same as a Shabbos. I'll explain in a moment. A Shavuah is a week, and a Shabbos is a week. But they're different words, very different terms to describe a week. And it's not necessarily connected to the Omer. It's true, the time we bring is when there is someone out there in the world is taking a sickle and cutting down the new grain. And yeah, that's when we begin counting. But don't focus too much on the Omer.
You're separating Omer, the carbon, from
the Zman.
What?
The pasuk in Devarim says, "Mehochel chermesh bakam." You should begin counting from the time when a sickle is applied against standing grain. And what is that?
But not the carbon Omer.
Exactly. It doesn't explicitly say the carbon Omer in the Torah. We understand that it refers, it's referring to the Omer, but it doesn't say it. Now, what is the difference between the word Shabbos and the word Shavuah? So I believe the difference, this is a very important observation, two different words. When Hashem created Shabbos, Shabbos a holy term. Vayichulu Hashemayim ve'aretz v'cholzem vayichalukim vayom hashu mikol melachto asher osa. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he rested, vayishbos vayom hashvi mikol melachto, you only rest when you've worked for 6 days. Rest, Shabbos means to rest. That has a connotation. If I'm resting, what have I been doing thus far? I have been working. I have been productive. And for how many days have I been productive? For 6 days. When you say the word Shabbos, you are automatically referring back to the previous 6 days. Shabbos is not a day in and of itself. Shabbos is a day which captures the activity of the last 6 days. Shabbos means to rest. But if you didn't work, what kind of rest is that? If you're on vacation the whole year, that's not a vacation. That's your life. A week is 7 days. When you get to the seventh day, it's just a number. Day number seven doesn't have any real significance. It doesn't tell us, the day number seven doesn't tell us anything about the previous 6 days. So again, Shabbos is the end. But when you come to Shabbos, you're bringing with you the previous 6 days. I want to say a chiddush al kedei kach. The person is unconscious. Let's say he's in a. The doctors put him into a. They put him into a coma. They put him into some unconscious state, and he misses 3 days of the week. And now it's Shabbos. Okay, there's no question. You have to observe Shabbos. That's a given. But there's something missing in his Shabbos. When you come to your Shabbos, in order to have a shleimus of Shabbos, you have to bring with you 6 productive days. If you're missing 6 productive days, you only have 5, 4, 3 productive days, it's not a Shabbos. Okay, you're not allowed to do melacha. The halacha is halacha. So you're missing the Shabbos. But when you come to Saturday, Saturday is day 7. So what difference does it make? I'm off from work. Day 7 is day 7. Sfira has a din of Shabbos. You bring all the days with you. You don't just leave day 1, day 2, day 3. But Sfira is also, it's a Shavua. It's, just get there. Get to your destination. Who cares about the past? On the one hand, Shavuos and Parshas Emor, it's reference, we're referring all the way back. We're going back to the Omer. This is the Iker. Miyoyim haziyachem es Omer. But on the other hand, Shavuos, we're not going to the Omer, we're going forward. We're coming to Shavuos. It just happens to be the day that we start counting is the day when the Omer was brought. There is a de-emphasis. We're killing the Omer with faint praise. No, you can that expression. You can kill someone with faint praise. Instead of you want a person accomplishes something. So it's better to say nothing. Then feign praise. Feign praise, we all know from belittle. By the Torah telling us, you know when you count Sfira? Mehachel chermesh bakom. That's feign praise. The Torah Kaviyachal is saying, the Omer, yeah, there's an Omer. But when you count 7 weeks, don't think about the Omer. It happens to be that's the starting point when you take the sickle and you cut the grain. And you know, we know, yeah, there's a ceremony and ultimately you're going to end up at the Beis HaMikdash and you're going to wave it. There's going to be a tenufa and it's going to be incredible. Simcha, it's a yomtiv, it's a holy carbon. But the Torah is giving faint praise. It's not the Iker. The Iker is just count. And the Iker is not to tie together all the days. Just get where you need to go. Shavua, get to day 7. Can you get to day 7? Don't look back. Oh, that this day 7 only has significance because there was a day 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. There was 7 times 7, 49, 50. It's insignificant. But it's not what it says in Parashas Emor. In Parashas Emor it says, you know what Yomer is? Miyoyim haviyachem esa Omer hatenufa. This is serious business. This is what life is all about. And this is what you're going to count from. You're going to count from this and keep on. And when you get to the end, it's Shabbos. You know what Shabbos is? Shabbos is koilel. It takes you back to Sunday. Shabbos, I'm now resting and came to my destination because I started with Sunday, Monday, Wednesday. You were focusing on the beginning. Now let me illustrate this idea in another way and then we'll tie everything together. You don't have to know any Kabbalah to understand this. I know, I confess, I know from nothing. I don't understand even the Aleph Beis of what this is all about. I like saying this. I told you this, we discussed Lag BaOmer. I love saying this Yehi Ratzon. My father used to say this, and the little Litvaks, they don't go for this. First of all, they don't say the L'Shem Yichud. And they know there's a very legitimate reason why they don't say L'Shem Yichud. Derech Agav is because it says in L'Shem Yichud, K'moyish hirini muchun m'zum l'kayim mitzvas asei shel sviras oimer. That's what you say in L'Shem Yichud. Really? Bizman hazeh, is it a mitzvah asei? According to most opinions, bizman hazeh, there's no mitzvah of sviras oimer. It's purely a mitzvah derabanan. Being that there is no Beis HaMikdash, there is no Omer, there's no mitzvah in that Torah. Bizman hazeh, it's a mitzvah derabanan. So how then can you lie and can you say in the L'Shem Yichud, Hinani muchon umezumon lekayim mitzvahs asei shel sviras oimer? So there are many Litvaks, Misnagdim, that are very disturbed with the L'Shem Yichud, and they don't say it. And they have a legitimate reason why they don't say it. For tefillin, there's no excuse. But for maybe there is the excuse. Okay, but I'm not, you know, I told you, I dive in different places, I have different schedules, so some places, so the Litvish places, Rubaduba, they do not say it. But my father and my father's shul, he used to, he used to say the L'Shem Yichud loud and clear. He said L'Shem Yichud. My father was a Litvish Mahalik. What do they do here in the shul? Does anyone know in the shul in Young Israel Midwood?
We don't say it out loud. Some people who come from a Sephardic background say it individually.
So they give you time, but the Shatz doesn't say it.
No.
Doesn't say it. Okay. Different than Hogan.
You never start off saying it, but you hear people in the congregation say
they say it. Okay.
It's like with Lulav.
Okay, now what about afterwards when you finish? Okay, this is a whole different. You say harachman, which the Gemara says you should say harachman. You say lamatzech also. Okay, on the koyach already is already kabbalah. Rebbeinu Shloim already is certainly yoni kabbalah. And then you look at all these nice little letters and all these symbols on the side, and you say today is labego is hoy shavahoy. So it sounds really cool to say this. And I should sake mashabagamti besvira hoy the shabbat. It sounds really great. I like to say it. Do I know what it means? I have no idea. I don't know what it means altogether. Okay, now there are, if you go look at these things, there are seven different worlds. What are the worlds? There's Chesed, Gevura, Teferes, Netzach, Hoyd, Yesod, Malchus. For the life of me. What?
Those are the spheres.
The spheres. Alpi Kabbalah, and then we multiply this 7 times 7. That's what we say every day. Mashabagamti b'sura. For the life of me, I have no idea what these things are. But one thing, I'm telling you now is the Chassam Sofer. Chassam Sofer elaborates very much. Beautiful, beautiful idea. And we do not need to know any Kabbalah. All we need to know is that the highest madrega is Chesed. This is like you've gone all the way to the Kisya Kavod. Malchus is the lowest level. Why? Chesed is like you're holding in Shemayim the Kisei HaKavod, and you're going down. Gevura, a little lower. Teferis, a little bit lower. Netzach, lower. Until you come to this world. This simple world. Simple world is a world of Malchus. Okay? So what are we doing? If you look at the order, what are we really doing in the world, in the Sfira? We're going down. Going down. The Chassam Sofer explains, what does going down mean? We're coming to Matan Torah. That's what we're counting to. We're counting to Shavuos. What happened by Matan Torah? There's a pasuk which we don't think about, we don't emphasize, but it's the importance of this pasuk is a very significant pasuk. Vayered Hashem al Har Sinai. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyachol took the Shechina and he brought it down. It came down to this world, the impossible. How could the Shechina come down to this? But it did. That's what we're doing in the sphere. We're taking this thing called Chesed, whatever this means, this Midah of Chesed, which is the Olam HaElyon, and we're trying to distill it. We're trying to make it practical. It's too spiritual to deal with the Shechina. We have to somehow, for people like us, we have to inject it with some gashmias. So it's a process. Nothing happens overnight. Everything in this world is a very slow process. So we start off by recognizing this kedusha called chesed. And over a period of time, we bring it lower and lower and lower until we finally get down to Malchus. Oh, now it's Malchus, the last day, the last sphera is Malchus Sheba Malchus. The night before Shavuos, we come to the, finally we've distilled, we've gone from Chesed Sheba Chesed to Malchus Sheba Malchus. We're going down. Now, guess what? There's another way to count sphere. Now, we don't, no one does this. But you can go the other way around. You can start off, I don't know, maybe there are people that do that, I don't know, the Chassam Sofer.
That's what the children do, and they make these mountains, and they go up, up.
But there's another way to count sphere. We don't do this.
It sounds like they say all the Shaman.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. You go up, you go down. Exactly. We only like, in there is Chanukah, the first night is one, we go up. The Shaman says you go down. It appears, the Chassam Sofer, this Chassam, that there's an approach. If you want to, if you're into the Yonah Kabbalah on the first night of Sfira, try this in Shul, see what happens to you. Instead of screaming out, he don't say, Milufan HaShem, Okeinu, Ashim Saki, Mash Shabaganti, Sfira, Chesed Sheba Chesed. Try this the first night of Pesach, the second night of Pesach in Shul, Mash Shabaganti, Sfira, Malchus Sheba Malchus. Try counting loud the opposite direction. Go to Shul, the first and the second night of Pesach, when they count three and scream on Malchus Sheba Malchus. So most people won't even, they don't even realize he said anything, because no, we don't know what these things mean. But if you go to a place that understands what this is all about, they're looking out of your mind. Today is Ches Sheba Ches.
Yeah. Like the calendar has how many days left till Matan Torah?
Yes.
How many days left until Matan? They're counting down. They're counting. Okay. But I'm talking about what it says in the Sidurim. In this room it says Ches Sheba Ches. Try saying Malchus Sheba Malchus. You get into a lot of trouble and you're in the wrong place. And then you come the last day, so the night before Shuas, you go to Shua and say, Ma Sheba Ganti Besira Chesed Sheba Chesed. You'd be in a lot of trouble. You go in the wrong direction. But there is such a legitimate approach that instead of counting down, we're coming to Matan Torah. We are Pesach, we're at the level of animals. The Omer is barley. Barley is animal food. Shavuos is wheat. This is human. This is food for human beings. We're elevating ourselves. Who says Hashem is coming down? We're going up. We start off Malchus Sheba Malchus. We start off, and every day we push. We push a little higher until we finally come to the Madrega of Malchus of Chesed Sheba Chesed. Two different Mahalchim. So what are we getting at? I think we're getting the gist of what I'm trying to come out and to bring everything together in a few moments. There are two ways to count Sfira. You count away from Pesach, or you count towards Shavuos. They're both legitimate. On the one hand, the Torah says in Parashas Emor, in our week's Parasha, when you count the Omer, you're counting from the beginning, from the Omer. The Omer, it's very clear, the Omer will make a big deal about it. And it's called Shabbos. What Shabbos? When you get to the end, it's not the end. It's you're taking where you came from. What is Shabbos? Hashem rested from the 7 days, 6 days. Shabbos brings with it Sunday, your accomplishments of the entire week. So we count, that's Parash Emor. But Parash Asra'eh, we kill the Emor with faint praise. It's just Hochel Chermesh Bakoma. There's no mention of Shabbos. Because Shabbos means we're considering where we came from. We don't want to consider where we came from. We're animals. We have to only consider where we're going. We're going up. In Parash, if we would say Parashas Re'eh, you know how we if we were counting Parashas Re'eh, that would be the focus. We would say, we would start with Chesed, with the first night would be Malchus Sheba Malchus. Because Parashas Re'eh tells us go up. If you're going up, you start low and you go up. We would start the first night Malchus Sheba Malchus, and we would include Ches Sheba Chesed. But on the other hand, if we're counting away, that's why Taka we say Ches Sheba Chesed. Now let me ask you a question. So since here it says in the Nusach Ches Sheba Chesed, why then when we refer to the, let's go to the first week, Hayoim Shiva Yomim, today is 7 days. Sheheim Shavua Echad Ba'omer. Why do we say Shavua? We should say Shabbos. Shabbos Achas. It's one Shabbos. Why do we count Shavuos and not Shabbosos? And if we're going to call it a Shabbos, If we call it a Shavua, which means going forward, we should really start with not Chesed Shebe Chesed, we should start with Malchus Shebe Malchus. Do you know what the answer is? We're doing both. We're doing both. We're putting it all, there's a blend, it's all together. There are three dinim. I told you there are five, but it's five which really can be brought down to three. There are yamim, and there are shavuos, and there are shabbosos. We're doing all three. When you say the actual three, we count days and shavuos. What's this funny thing with this Kabbalah? You don't have this anywhere else, any other mitzvah. You don't have Kabbalah in the Siddur, whether you say it, you don't say it. Even the Ashkenaz Siddurim, they all print it. Isn't that amazing? The Ashkenaz Siddurim, even the people that are very against it, the people that Shum Oifer would not say L'Shem Yichud, every one of these people who have a Taina, they have it in their Siddur. How come they don't print new Siddurim that don't have it? The answer is, it's both. The L'Shem, this idea of the L'Shem Yichud, Sheva Shabbosos Tmimos, and the sphere that we count, it's coming to be mashlim, something that's vital to the essence of Sphira. Because in the Nusach of Sphira, we're only counting Shavuos going forward. We're going forward to Yom Tosh. But there's also a din in Sphira of going backwards, of tying it all together, of Parshas Emor. That's why we have to be mashlim the sphere with the spheros of starting off with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is coming down of Chesed Shebe Chesed, because we're starting at the holiest point in time. The holiest point in time is the Omer, and we're bringing that down to us when we come to Shavuos, but we're also counting towards Shavuos. So you can combine them all together. The days, the Shavuos, and the Shabbosos are being interjected into the Sphira with these words, Chesh Chesed, Malchus Shemalchus, Chay Shabbahoy.
Yeah. That's why I think you might be saying law.
Exactly. That's what I'm coming to right now. That's the Chiluk. Excellent. That's the chilek bo oimer and lo oimer. If you count lo oimer, the focus is no. Lo oimer means the minchas oimer. Backwards. I brought the omer on the first day of Pesach. Pesach was the omer. So today is 1 week, lo oimer. To the oimer, my count is, the lamed brings, makes a connection that's unbreakable. It's all dependent on the omer. But if you have bo oimer, Boimer is faint praise. But in the Omer, not to the Omer, it's faint praise. It's like saying, oh, when are you going to start counting? Yeah, when someone out there will take a sickle, cut some standing grain, faint praise. The days is faint praise. You've killed the beautiful significance of the Omer. Why have you killed it? Because it's not the Iker. Because Pesach, we were animals. We're trying to accomplish greater things. We're trying to bring ourselves up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu by going from the low level of Malchus Shebe Malchus to Ches Shebe Chesed. So the Zman, when we have to count the Omer, is when you bring the Zman, the time period of the year, is when the Omer is brought. But don't think that's where we want to remain. We don't want to be there. We want to get away from there. We want to go higher. We want to go up. Bo Omer. But if you want to know, I want to be part of the Omer. I want to attach myself to that majestic moment where HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed himself in Mitzrayim and took us out of Mitzrayim. Yetzias Mitzrayim was the beginning of Klal Yisrael, and we want to attach ourselves to that permanently. And everything that we do in our lives should come back to that moment in time. Then you say, Lo Omer. It's interesting, Lag BaOmer, you never hear anyone say Lag LaOmer. Everyone calls the holiday Lag BaOmer. Now let me explain you why. Well, not exactly why. This is what the Chassam said. This is really beautiful. It really puts everything together with what the Chassam Sofer says. Chassam Sofer says, let's take everything we have together, and now we have two ways of counting. If you take note, there are really three segments of Sphira. There is the beginning of Sphira until the second day of Iyar, until Rosh Chodesh. In fact, many people have monogamy. You only have to be noig avelus for 33 days or whatever it is. So you can pick and choose different monogamy. You can start Ashkenaz, whatever you want to do. So there are many people that don't begin Sfira until Rosh Chodesh. And even if you do keep Sfira, the avelus, from the beginning, it's not so severe because most of that period of time is Yom Tov, right? you begin counting on Yom Tov. On Yom Tov there's no Avelus. Okay, anyway you wouldn't shave because it's Chol Moed for most people. So it's much, and then it's Nisan, Chodesh Nisan, there's no Tachnon. The first chunk of days, the first third until you get to Rosh Chodesh, until Rosh Chodesh is lightweight. It's a lightweight Avelus. When you get to Lag BaOmer, to the end, it's also lightweight because many people, that's when they stop. They stop the Avelus. Get to Lag BaOmer, take a shave. It's all over. Even the people that don't stop, it's not as chomer. It's the people who go from Rosh Chodesh to the end, after Lag BaOmer, there are leniencies. And especially when you get to the very end, 3 days before, Shavuot Shachalba, all these different leniencies, the whole thing peters off at the end. So when is the toikef of Svira, the powerful part? It is from Rosh Chodesh until Lag BaOmer. Now, what is Lag BaOmer in our counting? The way we count, we start off big and we go down. Right? We count the Shabbat, we focus on Parashah, and we start off with Mal, we start off with Chesed, Shebe Chesed, and we go down. What is Lag BaOmer? Lag BaOmer is Hod Shebe Hod. Now, like I told you, I have no idea what these things are. All we need to know is that we're going down. I have to, one other apology. The Chasam Sofer says, in his understanding of Kabbalah, Hod is din. It's not a good thing. Hod is, Hashem is upset. He has complaints. There's din. There's a time of din on us. Chasam Sofer also explains, again I told you, this is just that we have to accept these things as givens. Tiferes, splendor, means rachamim, compassion.
On opposite sides of that. When you look at that,
the pyramid, yeah?
Yeah, they're on, at the same level on opposite sides.
Okay, he knows Kabbalah. Teferes is rachamim, hod is din. Just accept it as a given. What is Lag BaOmer? Now, we have to understand, are we counting up or down? When you count down, You're counting from the perspective of a Kaddish Baruch. Everything is a Kaddish Baruch. The first third of Lag BaOmer, when you count Rosh Chodesh, when you get to the second day of Rosh Chodesh, the beginning of the section where it's rough, where the waters are very rough, is the second day of Rosh Chodesh. In our counting, what is Beis Iyar when the Avelus begins? It's Teferes Shebet Teferes. Rachamim. And what is Lag BaOmer? It's Hod Shebe Hod. But if you would count the other way around, if you were to count that we're starting low and we're going up, the opposite of what we have in this durum, then when you get to the first day or second day of Rosh Chodesh, it's Hod Shebe Hod. And when you come to Lag BaOmer, it's Tiferes Shebe Tiferes. And by the way, the 25th day is the best. That's where the two mix. Netzach Shebe Netzach. They're the same. So there's a great significance in day 25. Day 25 is a very special day in the Omer because no matter how you count up, you count down, that's where you meet. You meet in the middle. But that's the side point. So now, here's what the Chasam Sofer says. This is awesome. Awesome what the Chasam Sofer says. If you're counting down as we count, so everything is from the perspective of a Kaddish Baruch. Why is the first day of Iyar, the middle section, so chomer? Why is the intensity of the Avelus so great? Because of that day, from a Kaddish Baruch's perspective, counting down, it is Tiferes Shebet Tiferes, as we do. That's what we count in our Siddur. Our Siddur, we start Chesed Shebe Chesed, high, we come down, we look at Hashem's the Kedusha, second day, Iyar, oh, it's Tiferes, Hashem is Mole Rachamim. Where are we? If we were to count up, where would we be holding? Hod Shebe Hod. What is Hod? Now, from our point, it means Din. Now, this has something to explain. It means in din, in Hod Shebe means we're not interested. Kaviyacho, on that day, you look at the feelings of Hashem versus how does Hashem relate to us? How do we relate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Hashem says to Klal Yisrael, I have rachamim on you. And we say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, no thank you. We're not interested. We're not interested. We have better things to do. We on that day, we're counting down a Kadosh Baruch Hu on that day is Teferes Shabbat Feres. And when we on that day, if we were to count up, we would be Hod Shabbat Hod. So on the second day of Iyar, Hashem is saying, I love you. But we said, Hashem, we're not interested. That's terrible. It's a terrible sin. And that's why the intensity of our Deus is at its apex. Because Hashem to want to have Rachmanis and we to reject Hashem, it's a churban. But when you come to Lag B'Omer, where are we holding? The two counts. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Din. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're going down. We're going from Cheshav B'Chesed, then we're going counting these spheres down, and we come to Hoyd Shebehoyd. Hashem says, Klal Yisrael, no good. I'm not happy with you. It's a time of Lag B'Omer from the Koyach Kadosh Baruch Hu is a Yom Hadin. Hashem says, no good. You're not doing my will. You're sinners. And what do we say to Kadosh Baruch Hu? Well, we are up to, if we were to count upwards, Teferes Shebet Teferes. You're angry at Kadosh Baruch Hu, it doesn't matter. You can be, you're angry at us all you want. We still love you. We're still holding Teferes Shebet Teferes. For Klal Yisrael to be on a Madrega, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu was angry, and yet they say, we deserve it. We deserve that you're angry. We accept it. We have no tainus. We still love you. We're still willing to be makabel Teferes Shebet Teferes. This is a Yom Tov. This is the Simcha of Lag BaOmer. The Simcha of Lag BaOmer is the intensity of Avelos is the first day, second day of Iyar. Because then HaKadosh Baruch Hu was saying, I love you. By me, you're Teferes Shebet Teferes. And we say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, get lost. That's a terrible sin. Avelos. For Hashem says, you're sinners. You're a sham. You need to make the tshuva. And there's a problem. And Klal Yisrael says, we know. And we're gonna work on it. Even though you've rejected us, we're still going to try our best. This is incredible Madrega for Klal Yisrael. This is Lag B'Omer. This is a time of celebration. So in Sach HaKol, okay, I use it all the time. Oh no, there's one more piece which puts it all together, which is Parsha. One more piece that will just put it all together. And this week, I was planning on telling you a whole vart on Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. Because in this week's Parsha, we have the Pasuk, V'nikdashti b'soich b'nei Yisrael. Okay, beautiful Pasuk. Every day we say in davening so many times, Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. It really comes in this week's Parsha. V'nikdashti b'soich b'nei Yisrael. There are three different types of Kedusha. Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. What are the three? So we're very lucky because the Targum told us what they mean and we actually sit every single day in Uval Etzion. The first Kadosh is this world. I'm sorry, they're different orders, but according to Targum, it's in Shemayim. The Kedusha in Shemayim. Let me read the Uval Etzion. The Kablein Dein and Dein the Amrin Kaddish B'Shmei Merolah Beishach. The Kaddish B'Shmei Meroima. Let me go slow. So let me actually read it from the Siddur. Give me a half a second. Okay, so the first Kadosh is Kaddish B'Shmei Meroima Ilaah Beishach. The first Kadosh refers to the holiness in the upper heavens. B'shmei Meroima, the heavens that are exalted, Ilo'a, that are above all else, Be'shechinte, the abode of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the first Kadosh. Where else is Hashem Kadosh? He's also Kadosh, Kadish Al Ara. That's the second Kadosh, and the earth, and this world, this simple world, Ovad Gevurte, the product of His might, His actions. This world, Hashem has Kadosh. And then the third Kadosh is extremely complex, and there are many different opinions what this means, is Kadish le'olam ul'olmei olmaya. The third Kadosh, eternity. Nitzchias, forever. I want to suggest, what is time? Time by Kadosh Baruch Hu, there's no such thing as time. Hoya, hoive, v'iyya, this is something that is only in this world. Time represents a process. Everything in this world is a slow process. The third Kadosh really is the bridge. It's forever. Time. What do you mean time? The third Kadosh is the bridge between the first Kadosh and the second Kadosh. Hashem is Kadosh in Shemayim, and Hashem is Kadosh on the earth. The two have to be bridged. The Kedusha, we have to shteltzu. We have to go up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to bring Kedusha into this world. Our mission is to go up, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu also brings Kedusha down. Vayered Hashem al Har Sinai. We go up, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes down. The process of going up and going down is the third Kedusha. Because this process of going up and going down is a process. And the process is defined in terms of time. Le'olam ul'olmei olmaya. It's a process that is infinite, that goes on forever and ever. Hashem is always bringing down more Kedusha, and we're always sanctifying this mundane earth by going up and giving it Kedusha. It's the process of bringing together the Kedusha, the first Kadosh and the second Kadosh. That's exactly what Sviras Omer is all about. It is the triple Kedusha. Sviras Omer, on the one hand, we go up. It's seven Shavuos. Hayoim Shiva Yomim Shehem Shavua Echad. A Shavua. We're going up. We're not looking back. We're going higher. This is the Kedusha of the first Kedusha. This is the second Kedusha. We're taking. This is the Kedusha of going up, of Kaddish, you can say both ways, going upwards. The other form is Sviras going down. Vayered Hashem al Har Sinai. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is coming down. This Parashas Emor. These are Shabbosos. That's the other Kedusha. Kedusha from Shemayim coming down to the earth. But this is a process. And the process is over 49 days. With the spheros going up, going down, the two are coming together. That's the third Kedusha. The entire Sviras Omer with the Shabbosos, the Shavuos, the Yomim, the spheros going up, going down, captures the complete picture of Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. Okay, so this is what I wanted to say. Parshas Emor.
On Malchus, you were talking about Malchus.
Yeah.
Malchus is the lowest of the spheres.
Right.
That's the interface between God and the people.
Okay.
And it has a female persona. So when you say that that's by Shavuos, God coming down, that's, you know, the wedding of...
Cloud Yisrael HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
I don't think that there's a separate sphere of the Chesed. I think it's Chachma, which represents Avraham, and that's where it got the name.
Okay.
The Chesed. Keser is the one all around.
Okay.